We continue now with our pregame, talking with Ross Rogers, head coach of the Bryan Vikings. It is homecoming, and it will be Cy Springs coming to town for this game. And Coach, I ask you this every year. Homecoming's not that big a deal from how it affects the football team, does it?
Oh, you know, I don't know if any of our guys are nominated for the homecoming king this year. And, you know, clubs do it now. So you're nominated by clubs. And so I'll have to look. I know that Nick McDaniel might be in it, and maybe Caleb Merrill, I don't know. Sometimes that affects you at halftime. But, yeah, they still build it up, and you got the big homecoming dance coming up Saturday night. So there's a lot of things teenagers get to worry about as far as homecoming.
Well, Nick McDaniel should have, you know, some kind of credit for taking a fumble back like he did, 81 yards for a touchdown last week in that loss to Cy Park. But I don't know that I've ever seen that, where a guy's struggling for a first down on a quarterback sneak and a guy takes it away and takes it back for a touchdown.
Yeah, it's pretty clear on film from the end zone. He just pushes. He's all kind of bundled up in there. He just pushes the ball out, and Nick just takes it from him, takes off the other way. So
He chose the right way to go, because I don't know if those guys were just out there celebrating or what, because they had already come up probably with a stop on fourth down. But you had three blockers in front of him when he turned to the outside and came over towards your bench.
Yeah, that was something you didn't expect. And of course, Christian Richard gave him a great block down there. And, you know, it shows you how powerful Christian can be when he wants to. He caught that guy full speed, but they shoved him 20 yards, it looked like. But and then, you know, and then he got in the end zone. I was worried he wasn't going to get in the end zone, but we kidded him about that all week. But, yeah, that was fun. You know, Nick's a great young man. He's a leader in our school, leader on our football team. It's good to see.
Well, I'm glad you point out Christian's block, because you don't get those opportunities these days. Heck, somebody throws a big block, you always look around to see if there's going to be a flag on it. But he did. He had that big open field block, mm-hmm. and he sent the final guy who had a chance, in another direction.
Yeah, he got a good push on him, and like I said, and then I think one other block was down there. I can't remember who it was, but you know, that'll be a highlight for him the rest of his life. He can show that to his grandkids.
I would. I guarantee you I'd do the same thing. You also got a touchdown on that sideline, the one you threw to Jalen Davis as Nico Buloff hit him over there. I don't know how Jalen stayed in bounds on that play, not only when he caught it, but then after he made the move. It's just a tremendous play.
It wasn't about much, but I was, of course, standing on the line. He was probably 6-7 inches from it. It wasn't that close, but, yeah, he did a good job. He's hard to get down, and he can make one guy miss usually, and so he did a good job of getting in zone. That was a lot of fun.
All right, 17-0 the lead, and then you're sitting on the top of that seesaw, and it's like somebody gets off as it turns back around. Some bad things happened, though, as the fumble that Nico had, as the ball was stripped away, and they end up running again for a touchdown. I don't know what you do in a situation like that. That was just such a fluky play almost.
Well, you hope for a penalty on the other team. But no, it was just clean, and the guy that reached back and grabbed Nico's arm, it was kind of awkward looking. I mean, it's not like somebody went shooting in there and stripped him. He kind of reached back after missing Nico, and then, of course, their cornerback happened to be right there and made it easy score for him, and that changed the momentum, and then you know, we just didn't keep it going, and it was a great start, and it even makes it tougher because, you know, the other district game we had a 10-point lead on Langham Creek even going into fourth quarter, and then have that kind of lead and let them get away. Those losses hurt more because, you know, the way that our district is, there's probably three or four of us in the bottom of the group. There's five in the top that are hard to beat. And, you know, you look at our district right now, and I think there's at least five pretty good teams, and one of them's going to have to stay home.
Well, you know, talking about looking at the district, it was hard not to look at that game between Tomball Memorial and you get a 73-70 game. There's some offensive talent in this district.
Yes, there is, and we've seen a bunch of it, and we've probably got some more to see because Woods got some kids. I mean, Woods has got a total offense, got better skills people than they've had because we get to watch a lot of video getting ready for different teams. We see them. And then, of course, Ranch has still got the quarterback and both backs they've got, big offensive line. So there is some real skill talent in this league. And, you know, unfortunately, it's just hitting us at a tough year.
Nico, you talked about the job that he did. I thought he did a really good job on the option, making those reads this last week. But it was on the option, I think, where he got hurt and had to come out of the game and was unable to come back into that contest.
Yeah, it was precautionary. He felt okay on the sidelines. Trainers were visiting with him. But we just felt like where it was at, and you know, Camden had been working a lot of time, so we wanted to get some Camden some snaps in it. And he threw some good balls as well, and we did some pretty good things. And so, you know, they're both juniors. And, you know, Chase Wager, who is their fullback, has also played quarterback. And even Blake Faulden has played. So we got four juniors on our team right now that all play quarterback coming up through our system.
It's the Sci Springs Panthers who are at Merrill Green Stadium tonight to take on the Bryan Vikings. We're talking again with Ross Rogers, head coach of the Vikings. Another running team. You're going to see these guys try to work the ball on the ground. You've just worked against the wing tee. Are there advantages to do that, to having done that?
Well, I think so. I mean, if you're going to have two wing tee teams, it's good to have them back-to-back, and we have. And, of course, they're a little bit different version, but they're going to line up similar. They're more of a base lead, buck sweep, and then turn around and run the tunnel. A little bit different in Park than when they do it. And they'll throw the ball. They'll open up and throw the ball where Park will usually use it off play action. So, you know, they're a different front. Parks is an odd team. This team runs an even front, 4-2-5 looking deal. And they got a good linebacker in Bloom. I think his dad was a Viking back in the 90s or late 80s. And they got a free safety named Seals that's really active. And so, you know, they've got some athletes just like Park did.
Terrence Steed's their leading rusher. He's the halfback out of that wing tee offense. But they can get it to more than one guy in that backfield. That's always the case with the wing tee.
Yeah, that's true. And, you know, last year Bloom played some running back. He's playing more receiver. He goes from linebacker to receiver. And four Seals, or free safety, will play some at running back. So, yeah, they'll get a number of different guys. But the Steed is their number one man.
From a defensive standpoint, what kind of different look? They do anything different this week? They've had some struggles, obviously, defensively, but played pretty well last week.
Yeah. You know, they've got athletes, and, you know, they don't change up a lot of things. They're going to consistently use their athleticism to get to the ball, and so they don't want to give you a bunch of different looks. I'm not that they won't slide. If you show them a strength or something, they can slide over that way. But they're big, you know, because in a five-spoke secondary, you'll see them roll up to certain formations in that backside Willie safety, which is on the weak side in the eight technique. He'll back up, kind of going to secondary. So, yeah, it'll be different for us to play an even front. We don't play a lot of even fronts after we get into district.
If you're an offensive lineman and going against that, I just think from an offensive lineman, sometimes it's better to have a guy right in front of you to just say, make that contact, right?
Yeah, you know that, and it's just different angles because, you know, a lot of the odd people will slide it to even, just like we are. We're an odd front, but we'll be in an even front a lot of times. We'll kick the defensive lineman over the guards, and that's basically what you call an even front. And so, but they consistently do that and don't show you a bunch of things else. They will bring their base stunt, we'll see, and we'll see them bring their both tackles in over the center, A gaps, and then bring the linebackers through the B gap trying to catch you sleeping.
All right, we're down to three games left in the regular season. We're not talking about the playoffs at this point, but we're still talking about playing football games. You're still out here trying to get motivated for a football game. It's a homecoming crowd. Should be a big crowd coming in here. What are the expectations for the Vikings the rest of the season and for the Vikings in this game tonight?
Well, we worked hard. You know, my coaches are still coaching hard. Our practices are good. I've had people come by saying, man, you got a lot of things still – you still got energy out there. And, you know, it's hard when you're in week eight and you've not had the success and losing a couple games that we felt like we should have won, where we make it got to 500 this year, which, you know, was kind of maybe not the goal, but we were hoping that might be would come because of the situations we've had this whole year, 2019, whether it be players leaving, losing some for other different reasons. It's just been a difficult year. So that being said, you asked me, we got a lot of sophomores and juniors that are going to be back, and there's a lot of kids that are we're looking at to see where they're going to be next year, and certainly got some talented kids there. We wish they'd have stayed on the JV a little longer this year, but they haven't. So they're getting to go get some pretty good competition.
And if you're a senior out here, you do want to leave something. This is your opportunity, I think, when you come out here to go away and say, okay, we're passing it on to the next generation of players.
Yeah, you know, our offensive linemen are all seniors. But they tell Coach Gibson, our offensive lineman, Coach, we're still having fun. We still enjoy it. They enjoy each other's company, camaraderie, and the work ethic. And so that's what, football's about. It's the greatest team game there ever even thought about coming around, because so many people play. And one of the greatest statements ever that I've shared with you before and is that, you know, the most important people probably on either side of the ball, the linemen, and they'll never get their names called most of the time, and they have more fun playing than anybody.
It's a special game, and those guys represented extremely well. Brian Vikings taking on Cy Springs tonight. It is homecoming, and we'll be back to talk more about that game after this.